At the family's home in Rochester, James's father, John Foley, read a written statement to reporters. Visibly worried, Foley appealed to James's captors to work with him towards his son's release.
We're gravely concerned for Jim's safety and his welfare. We miss him terribly. He's in our thoughts and prayers. And we're committed to do everything we can in our power to bring him home.
Foley also asked for third-party cooperation to confirm his son's health and welfare. Syria was the deadliest country in the world for journalists last year, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. 28 reporters died there in 2012. James Foley was also captured in Libya 2 years ago during their civil war. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.